A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, every year on this day, we honor Christian friendship by co-celebrating the lives of two monumental 4th century saints, St. Basil the Great and St. Gregory Nazianzen. Citizens of Pontus, on the southeast coast of the Black Sea, these two great friends, along with Basil's brother, who is Bishop of Nysa, are often labeled the three Cappadocian fathers of the Church. Both Basil and Gregory fought vigorously through leadership, through authorship, against the Arian heresy. Both were bishops, Basil of Caesarea and Gregory of Constantinople. Their friendship grew as schoolmates, both in Caesarea and later in Athens. And that friendship was cemented when they together wrote the first edition of the Philokalia, which even today survives as the great reservoir of the mystical tradition of the Eastern Orthodox Church. Basil was the cool extrovert, the thoughtful pastor, the persistent leader of Eastern monasticism. Gregory, in comparison, was the passionate introvert, the cheerful and affectionate homilist, the poetic and sensitive theologian who promulgated the doctrine of the Trinity. Now Gregory, knowing his limitations, was proud to emulate his friend Basil's fairness, firmness, and perseverance when he was reluctantly appointed Bishop of Constantinople. Indeed, Gregory's love for Basil is legendary and wonderfully manifested by 12 tender poems that honored Basil after Basil's death, a truly beautiful memorial to Christian friendship. Now similarly, brothers and sisters, as I meditate on today's gospel, I cannot help but imagine the beautiful friendship between Jesus and John the Baptist. After all, their mothers were first cousins, and John was only 6 months older than Jesus. Surely they must have spent time together during family reunions, family visits. And perhaps Mary and Joseph took John into their family upon the death of John's much older parents, Elizabeth, and Zechariah. In growing up together, might not John have become aware of the power, the authority of his friend Jesus? Might it not be coincidence that Jesus and John both preach fairness, nonviolence, humility, care for the poor, sorrow for sins? Based on their friendship, might we not expect John to say, "I am not the Christ. I baptize with water. But there is one among you who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." As his friend, might we not expect Jesus to allow himself to be baptized by John? In this way, giving sanction to John's mission, even revealing his divinity through the Holy Spirit. When told of John's death, the Gospels inform us that Jesus immediately went alone to the desert, surely to weep, surely to honor the memory of his great friend. For friendship is beautifully special. It is always an unexpected grace, a shared secret, a common destiny. It is always joy in the other's happiness. As Jesus told his apostles, "I call you friends because I have told you everything."